Hello, welcome back to America Weekend with your pal Valerie Smaldone and Julie Edelman of The Boyfriend Cleanse. Julie, I came across an article recently that made me laugh. And as you know, on the show here, we do something, news you may have missed, right?
I can't wait.
Yeah, well, this is news that you may have not even heard about, but it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
A woman from Long Island, New York, and a Texas man face felony charges. Why? They were caught having sex on a Ferris wheel on the Las Vegas Strip.
I guess that's really taking it, your lovemaking, to a new height.
They apparently have something called the High Roller there in Vegas. And what they have are little cabins, individual cabins. So these two people looked around and thought, hey, why not, right?
Sure.
The only thing is that it's encased in glass, so people could see.
So it was like an X-rated movie at 10,000 feet or whatever.
Feet. They have 28 glass enclosed cabins on this Ferris wheel. They hold about 40 people. Oh. And it's considered the happiest half hour in Vegas.
Well, they got really happy, I guess. I'm just curious, did he last for half an hour? Is there something also in this story? I mean, looking at his picture, he looks really happy. She looks a little pissed off here. Like, what the F did you just do?
What were we thinking? But the kicker to this, Julie, is that they went to jail, and the guy's girlfriend, not this woman he was with in the cabin, in the gondola, the guy's girlfriend bailed him out of jail for $3,000 later that day.
Why?
Because I'm sure she's going to torture him for the rest of his life.
I my God, kicked him out. I mean, that's certainly what I would call maybe a warning sign that this relationship might just have a little tad of a problem here.
Well, you would know that. You just recently wrote a really cool article that's posted in She Knows, 5 Simple Warning Signs That It Is Over. So that one, let's make that number 6, because that didn't make your list. But tell me about your 5, because they're really good ones.
Okay, well, I'm going to update it, I think, now. Yeah, the happier wheel of fortune or misfortune. What we don't realize is a lot of times love is, we're deaf, dumb, and blind when you're first in the throes because you want to believe in love and romance. And the truth is, I love there's this thing that, remember Moonstruck, when Cher says to Nicolas Cage, snap out of it. Well, there comes a point you got to snap out of it. So the first one is like movie Groundhog Day, feeling like every day you're waking up and the same thing is happening. You're not making any forward motion. He's made all these promises to you. And where are you? The next morning you wake up. Nothing has changed. So that's one. Another one is, for me, celebrating 3 birthdays without any form of commitment. It's great to hear them say, I feel like I'm married to you. Yeah, okay, well, as Beyonce says, if you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
Wait a minute. Why 3 birthdays? How did you come to the number 3?
Well, I think it's arbitrary, but I think after it's just the first year, it's all, love and cuddly and, I want to be with you. Second year, you start to fall into a little bit of a pattern of, okay, you're working, I'm working. Life's fallen into more of a routine. You start to talk about a future. Not everybody, but I would say, and this is just personal. Mm-hmm. So by the third year, you're feeling, okay, I think I'm ready to make a commitment because I'm not getting any younger. And when you're particularly of the age of, that ticker is clicking, about, mm-hmm. I forgot that because it's been so long. My son's 21 now. Your clock, your biological clock. It's like, okay. Put up or do something. So, what I got, though, was a plastic ring from a bubble gum machine, which didn't say a whole lot. This was not my idea of commitment, that and a piece of chewing gum that took my tooth out. So I think, again, the timing is different. But after a certain period of time, you're either both on the same page or you're not. And you can't stop believing in something or hearing words, I feel like I'm married to you. You're not. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
so that became the ringing endorsement or lack thereof for you to say this is not going to happen.
Well, that was part of it. And then, just simple things, musical discord, I call it, in the beginning, Jason Mraz's song Lucky was important. And then all of a sudden was, how do I keep the music playing? Mm-hmm. Checking his smart devices, which was terrible because I'm a trusting person, but I saw that he would check mine all the time, which was ridiculous. And, we're not so smart if we need to check his or he's checking ours. Clearly, there's a better, smarter way to communicate. And lastly, when you start to feel more alone with him than without him, I think you really know it's time to ask that question, is it time to move on?
Wow. So those are really important things to start to consider in your relationship that Julie Edelman outlined for you in her She Knows article, Five Simple Warning Signs Is Over. Some really good advice, my friend. Julie Edelman, who is author of The Boyfriend Cleanse, soon to be in bookstores and everywhere. I'm Valerie Smaldo. This is America Weekend.
Harrison with you. The latest diet fad is called the Paleolithic diet, based on what cavemen ate eons ago. So popular is this diet now that Germany has opened one restaurant in Berlin which serves only organic fruits and vegetables, fish and eggs, meats, nuts, seeds, and herbs, as the first upright man used to consume. There's absolutely no dairy products or refined sugar or wheat-based breads. The caveman did not bake or drink from a cow. Why the craze? Well, it turns out this caveman diet is extraordinarily healthy for the human body.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the captain of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, leading the Americans to gold. And it was his goal which vanquished the rival Soviet Union. So where is Mike Arruzzioni now? After winning the gold, Mike retired as a player. He went into broadcasting and worked for the Rangers and the Devils. Mike's a co-owner of the minor league Omaha Lancers, and he's the director of special outreach for his alma mater, Boston University. He does like the movie about that 1980 team, Miracle.
When you pull on that jersey, the name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back. Get that through your head.
But thinks they made Coach Herb Brooks too soft. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.